Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Green Acres, we are there. Oh, pardon me, son. Could you tell me if...
Golly! If it isn't Mr. Worthwaxer, the distinguished principal of Hooterville High School. How are you? It's good to see you again.
Well, yes. It's good to see you.
I can tell by the blank expression on your face that you don't remember me.
Well,
I'm Eb Dawson. I was in the graduating class of 61, 62, 63, 64, and 65.
Well, I'm glad you finally got out.
It wasn't easy. I had to go over the wall.
Well,
what brings your august presence to our humble farm?
Well, I wanted to talk to Mr. Douglas.
Well, if you're trying to get a contribution for the school, forget it. He's the most tightest man.
Most tightest? Did you take English at our school?
I should hope to kiss a frog. English was my bestest subject.
Over the wall.
Oh, hello there.
Oh, Mrs. Douglas, I'd like you to meet an old friend of mine, Mr. Worthwaxer. This is Mrs. Douglas.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Don't give up. Sometimes it takes two or three introductions to get in. Mrs. Douglas, this is Mr. Worthwaxer.
Didn't we meet somewhere before?
Well, yes, we...
He wants to talk to Mr. Douglas.
Oh, yes, but come on in.
After you, old buddy.
Oliver, there is somebody here to see you. Mm-hmm. Oliver, this is Mr. Waxworks.
Worthwaxer.
Mr. Waxworks is principal of Hooterville High.
Worthwaxer.
Eb, haven't you got some work to do?
Oh, yes. Oh, Mr. Worthwax, before I go, I just want to thank you, because if it wasn't for the schooling I got from you, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Thank you. Mr. Douglas, the reason I...
Second thought. What have I got to thank you for? I'm nowhere.
You're working.
Yeah, but everybody else in my class is on relief.
Out!
Won't you sit down, Mr. Wixworker?
Wackwicker.
No, Wackworker. Worthwaxer.
Well, anyway, would you believe I never went to high school? I had a private tutor that used to come over and tut me every day.
Toot you?
Yes, in Hungary, girls don't have to go to school.
Lisa, I'm sure Mr. Worthwaxer didn't come over here for a report on the Hungarian school system.
Well, as a matter of fact, the reason I came over was to ask if you would address one of our classes.
Oh, I'll be glad to. What do you want me to talk about?
Well, I meant Mr. Douglas. You see, every semester we invite people from different walks of life to talk to our students about job opportunities. Since you're an attorney, we'd like to have you talk on law as a profession.
Well, that's very flattering.
You couldn't have picked a better man than my husband.
Oh, thank you.
He worked for one of the biggest law firms in New York. Felton, O'Connor, Clay, Blakely, Harmon, Dillon, and Pastor.
Lisa, I'm sure that...
He was doing great until he made the mistake of asking Mr. Blakely's brunt secretary out to lunch, not knowing that Mr. Harmon was secretly in love with her, but that she was secretly married to Mr. Felton, who was the boss. Well, naturally, when Mr. Dillon and Mr. Pasteur found out about it...
Lisa, you don't have to tell him the whole sordid story.
Well, I just wanted him to know what a great big lawyer you could have become if you didn't play around with a blonde secretary.
Mr. Worthwaxer,
if you still want me to address your class, I'd be happy to.
Well, thank you.
Mr. Kimball.
Oh, hi, Mr. Douglas. I'd like to introduce Mr. Dr. Livermore.
Oh, how do you do, Doctor? I'm Hank Kimball.
Yes, I'm Oliver Douglas. I'm very glad to meet you, Doctor.
Oh, well, I'm not a doctor, but I'm glad to know you too, sir.
Mr. Kimball.
I'm just opening my practice here in Hooterville. I'm a veterinarian.
That means he's an animal doctor. He treats animals. Well, he doesn't treat them. He charges them like everybody else.
Yeah. Well,
Mr. Kimball is taking me around to meet the farmers. I'm trying to get to know everybody.
Oh, well, I'd like to talk to you, but it'll have to be some other time. I'm due at Hooterville High in about half an hour.
Oh, you oughtn't go to school dressed like that. Have you got a suit with bell-bottom pants?
No, I'm not going to school. I'm just going to make a speech on law to one of the classes.
Oh, are you a lawyer?
No, I'm a county agent. What do you do?
I'm a veterinarian.
You are? Boy, you're the second one I've met today.
Look, if you'll excuse me...
Where are you going?
I told you I'm going to Hooterville High to make a speech on law as a profession.
Oh, I'm going to make a speech to them next week on agriculture as a career. It's about agriculture as a career.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, I dug up a lot of facts and figures on that. Well, I didn't dig them up. I just sort of... Do you know that soybeans only come in one sex?
No, I didn't.
Well, most people don't know it. As a matter of fact, most soybeans don't know it. But they keep right on getting married anyway.
That's very interesting.
What is?
That,
Say, do you think that soybeans might be a little too racy for a mixed group?
Well, I really...
I talked about the same subject at the State College. I used slides there. They got an X rating.
Oh, well, I want to see those slides.
They're at the district attorney's office.
Yes, it's been very nice meeting you, Doctor.
Well, it's been nice meeting you too, sir. And if you ever need a vet, Mr. Douglas, be sure to call him.
And you'll find that there are many fascinating phrases of law which are open to you. I practiced corporation law when I lived in New York City. That's a very highly technical kind of law, but I found it very rewarding and, I must say, remunerative.
Mr. Douglas, could I ask a question?
Of course.
If you found law so remunerative...
Remunerative.
I know. Well, if it was, why did you give up law and move out here?
Oh, that's a question many people have asked me. It wasn't that I gave up law. I gave up living in the city. I always wanted to be a farmer.
Well, then why did you buy the Haney place?
Oh, well.
Alfred, why don't you be quiet and let Mr. Douglas talk?
Yes, thank you, thank you. Oh, the Haney farm isn't that bad. There are thousands of other small farms just like it.
Yeah, only they all have water.
Yes, well...
And electricity.
We have the...
And you don't have to climb a pole to answer the phone either.
Alfred, you're a creep.
Children, please, please, please. As I started to say, I bought a farm to satisfy my love for growing things. Eventually, I plan to start practicing law again. Not corporation law, but the kind of law I hope some of you will one day practice. Rural law. The law of Abraham Lincoln. Daniel Webster. You know, there's a great need for lawyers in our farm areas. There's nothing more gratifying than... Look, I hope you'll all consider law as a profession... Lady, don't you have another class?
Yes, sir, but I'd much rather sit here and listen to you.
Well, that's very kind of you.
You make law sound so fascinating.
Oh? Well, do you have any questions?
Just one.
Yes?
Are you married?
How many children were there in the class?
Oh, I don't know, 10, 12, maybe.
Did they like your speech?
Yes, I think that they, as a matter of fact, one of the students was very
Would you like to have some lemonade?
Lemonade? That's what you're making?
Why, they're lemons, aren't they?
Yes, but you have to squeeze them.
No, they stay fresher this way.
Oh.
What did you say to the children?
Oh, well, I introduced myself to the class, you know. And then I said...
Would you rather have some sauerkraut, Aid?
Sauerkraut? Lisa, I thought you wanted to hear what I said to the class.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. Go right ahead.
Well, I told them law is a fascinating...
Your suit came back from the cleaners.
Good. Law is a fascinating...
They lost the pockets.
How could the cleaner lose the pockets?
Oh, the cleaners didn't lose the pockets. It was the laundry.
The laundry?
You see, the pockets got dirty and I cut them out and I sent them to the laundry.
Well, you didn't have to do that. When they dry clean the suit, they dry clean the pockets.
Not if the pockets are at the laundry.
Hey, Mr. Douglas, how did your speech go?
Fine.
What did you say?
Well, I told the class...
Oh, before I forget... Your pockets came back from the laundry.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What about your speech? What did you say?
Oh, he told the children that law is a fascinating...
A fascinating what?
I don't know. That's all he said.
Huh. That's not much of a speech.
Look, if you'll just let me finish it, huh?
This is the best lemonade I ever tasted.
See?
But it's not as good as your sauerkraut, Aid.
See?
That's yummy for the tummy.
See?
Will you two excuse me?
Where are you going?
To sew my pockets back in my pants.
Hello there. Mr. Douglas is the thing for clean porches.
Then this is his home. This is where he practices the law of Abraham Lincoln and Daniel Webster.
Yes. And it's also where he makes a mess in the bathroom.
Oh, are you his housekeeper?
Among other things.
How long have you worked for him?
Never since we were married.
Oh, you're his wife.
Yes.
Funny. Somehow I thought he'd be married to somebody much younger.
After tonight, it's been nice talking to you.
Oh, I didn't mean that you were old. In fact, you're very young-looking for your age.
All I did was come out to vacuum the front porch.
Your husband spoke to our class. Oh, he's so brilliant and fascinating. So convincing and debonair and sophisticated. And just plain old dreamy.
That's my husband. Plain and old and dreamy.
After hearing him talk, I've decided to make law my life's work. Do you think he'd mind if I asked him a few questions about how one goes about becoming a lawyer?
Oh, I'm sure he'd be very happy to.
Is he home?
Yes, he's in the bedroom sewing his pockets back in his pants.
Sewing his...
Come on in. Come on.
Thank you.
Oliver!
How do you sew a pocket back?
This young lady wants to talk to you.
Oh, yes, yes. You're,
Kathy Baxter.
Kathy, yes, of course.
Oh, you remembered my name.
Oh, yeah, yes. Well, what can I do for you?
I want to be a lawyer like you.
Oh? When did you decide that?
After your talk.
You made law sound so groovy.
Groovy?
When Dr. Fletcher spoke to our class, I wanted to be a psychiatrist, but everybody's a psychiatrist. But law, that's so,
groovy.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't it wonderful when you meet somebody whose mind works just like yours?
Yes. Lisa, maybe Kathy would like a cold drink?
What would you like? Lemonade or sauerkraut aid?
How about a glass of milk?
Oh, that would be groovy.
I'll be right back.
Your wife is charming. What a delightful accent. Polish, isn't she?
No, she's Hungarian.
Isn't that the same thing?
Oh, no, not exactly, is it?
Here you are. Oh, there you are.
Thank you. Do you think milk is a childish drink?
Oh, no. I drink it quite often.
You do? We seem to have so many things in common.
Kathy, what can I do to help you?
Oh, just tell me everything you know about law.
It's very complicated.
Oh, I have plenty of time.
Well, oh, say, I have a very fine book over here that might help you. It's called An Introduction to Law. I used it in college.
Oh, your very own college book, and you're lending it to me? Oh, I'll take very good care of it, I promise. Oh, and I'll bring it right back.
Oh, no hurry at all. Take your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Well, it looks like you have your first schoolgirl crush. She's schmitten on you.
Oh, she's not schmitten on me, with me. How could she be? She just saw me once.
Have you ever been a girl of 16?
Of course not.
Well, I was, and I remember how I felt when I was 16.
How many years were you 16?
Look, I had enough with Miss Groovy without you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess you Polish girls are sensitive about things like that.
What Polish girls?
Oh, Lisa, how about starting dinner and let's forget this whole silly thing?
Mark, you can forget it and I can forget it, but believe me, she's not going to forget it.
Hi, Kathy.
Alfred, do you have to be so juvenile?
Oh, what did I do?
That car, it's horrible.
What do you mean? I just paid $6 to have it painted.
Don't you ever wear a tie?
What for? We're just going to the movies.
Are we?
Well, we had a date. They're showing a swell flick, The Atomic Pizza.
Oh, how infantile.
Well, you like the one we saw last week, The Human Hamburger Goes to Hawaii. Come on, let's go.
I'm sorry, but there are more important things in life than movies.
Like what?
One's career.
Oh, I see. You're still on the psychiatrist kick.
No.
You've gone back to being a bacteriologist.
No.
A nurse?
I'm going to be a lawyer.
Oh, that's right. Mr. Douglas was the last cat who spoke to our class.
Why don't you go away? I have a lot of intensive reading to do.
What about our date?
Find some teenager who'll appreciate somebody with your mentality.
I'm going steady with a freak out.
Oliver, are you ready?
Where are we going?
To the movies.
What's playing?
The Atomic Pizza.
The Atomic...
It's about this scientist who is in love with this Italian girl who owns her own pizza parlor. But she doesn't like him, and so to get even with her, he pours some radioactive stuff on her pizza. This makes the pepperonis grow, and before you know it, the pepperonis rule the world.
Oh, that sounds like a real Jim Dandy.
It's made by the same studio that made The Human Hamburger Goes to Hawaii. Remember that? Where the hamburger was born with the brains and...
All right, I'll go.
Oh, you're a good sport. I got your coat.
Mr. Douglas.
Oh, it's...
I hope I'm not intruding.
Well, we were just about...
I finished your book.
Well, I just gave it to you this afternoon.
I couldn't put it down. It was just darling.
Darling?
Coming, sweetheart.
Oh, I wasn't darling you. I...
Hello, Kathy.
Mrs. Douglas, don't you look just beautiful with all that makeup on?
I should have stayed in the bedroom.
Mr. Douglas, I have so many questions to ask you.
What college do you think I should go to?
Well, Kathy, we were just about to leave. We're going to the movie.
What movie are we going to see?
Atomic Pizza.
Oh, I've been dying to see that. I begged Alfred to take me, but...
Well, why don't you come with us?
Oh, no, I'm sure she wouldn't care to...
Oh, I'd adore to.
Well, wouldn't you have to call your parents?
Mr. Douglas, I'm not a child. I have my own house key and everything.
Well, then let's go.
Lisa, why did you have to...
If you want to break up a crush, let her get a good look at you eating popcorns.
How come you went to see that movie with him, but you wouldn't go to see it with me?
I don't have to explain anything to you.
We're going steady, aren't we?
Steady. How childish.
You didn't think it was very childish when I gave you my class pin.
Well, you may have it back.
Oh, not again. Every time somebody talks to our class, you end up with a crush and I get my pin back.
This is not a crush. This time, it's the real thing.
Oh, boy, you stole that line right out of the human hamburger.
Alfred, will you please go about your business?
I certainly will.
Hello there.
Oh, does Mr. Douglas live here?
Yes.
What are you, his daughter?
Oh, what a nice young man. Come on in.
My name is Alfred Newton.
I'm Lisa Douglas.
Oh, what a way out name.
You dig it, huh?
Can I speak to your father?
Why, you're getting nicer every minute. Daddy, there's somebody here to see you.
Who are you calling? Oh, hello.
Papa, this is Alfred Newton.
Yes. You were that...
You must feel pretty proud of yourself getting Kathy to fall for you.
Well, I didn't...
You should be ashamed of yourself. How would you like it if your daughter went out with a man as old as you?
My daughter...
Give the groovy boy a blank check, Papa.
No, will you stop calling me Papa? This is my wife.
You sure like him young, don't you?
Look...
I bet she's not much older than I am.
Maybe 3 years.
Lisa, will you...
What does Kathy see in you?
Oh, she thinks he's brilliant, fascinating, debonair, sophisticated.
And plain old dreamy?
Well, yes.
That's what she said about all the other guys that talk to our class. The doctor, the biologist, the psychiatrist, the engineer. I never saw it to fail. She gets a crush on any one of you old guys. And so far, you're the oldest.
Now, look, you little...
Try the counting bit. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Alfred, I'm not interested in your girlfriend.
Well, she's hung up on you. And you better do something about it, because there's a big prom coming up, and I don't want to have to take my brother.
What now, old man?
Stop calling me...
What? Yes, but a sauce for your gander isn't good for your goose.
What does that mean?
Well, what are you going to do now?
I don't know. What do you do about a kid that falls for every old man... I mean, every man that lectures to... Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, no, Dr. Livermore. I think it's a great way to get to know the people around here through their children. Yes, I'm sure Mr. Worthwax would be glad to have you talk to the class. No, don't thank me. No, I'm more than glad to do it. Right. Bye-bye.
Don't you feel a little finky about what you did to the doctor?
Well, maybe a little bit, but...
I hope it works, because I'm getting tired of being belted with that senior citizen stuff.
Well, even if it doesn't work, the kids ought to enjoy hearing about how to become a veterinarian.
Yes, there's a tremendous need for veterinarians in the rural areas, and I'm sure you will find that working in the... Young lady, don't you have another class?
Yes, sir, but I'd much rather sit here and listen to you.
It's very kind of you.
I mean, you make being a veterinary sounds so fascinating.
Oh. Do you have any questions?
Just one.
Yes?
Are you married?
Been a Filmways presentation, darling.